Powered Podcast. Today I've got a bit of a funny topic, what to do if you feel like shit on a vegan diet, because I think a lot of people quit this movement and lifestyle because they're overly restrictive, or they don't take appropriate measures, or they're just not being sensible with it, or not fueling their bodies correctly. Because it is harder to absorb the nutrients from the food, or the food may have lower levels of nutrients compared to the animal products, you do just have to be serious about what you eat and just be sensible, really. Eat a wide range of colourful whole foods, but some people go to the extremes and cut a lot of things out and only eat the same meals over and over. Or I did meet one lady who only eats bread, and she said that she was just so tired. So of course you would be, because you're not getting the micronutrients or even protein or anything that you need. So I think it's a little bit of an interesting topic. There's a lot of stigma around veganism not being good for you, like you can get deficient in different nutrients. So as long as you just stay on top of it, get it regular testing done, treat it seriously and it will all be fine most of the time. So I'll go through a few points of things to consider if you aren't feeling your best. Don't forget, if you love videos about plant-based eating or nutrition or wellness or even business life, to follow my channel. If you're listening on the podcast, I'd love if you subscribe to it, and head over to my Instagram where I post daily content as well. So number one is not eating enough. So signs of this could just be feeling really dizzy, feeling quite lightheaded, quite fatigued, maybe not recovering properly from your workouts. And because the food is also lower in calories, it does make it easy to maintain your weight and maintain a healthy BMI as well. But you do have to stack up your plate more. I like that fact because I love food, so I want to eat as much as I want, which is perfect. But for people who are really busy with work and doing long days, they often may skip meals or not eat enough snacks or anything, and it can really start to affect their energy. So I always recommend just eating often, and in between meals bringing snacks, like if you have a banana and trail mix, or have some fruiting yogurt or something, or I always take like a protein shake to work with me, just to sip on between meals, because I burn my food pretty quickly. The next one is not eating a diverse range of foods. So lots of people just eat the same thing over and over, especially in the bodybuilding industry. They just eat the same meals on repeat because they've perfectly calculated out the macros, or they just maybe are too nervous to branch out and try new recipes, or different color veggies look weird and they think it'll be gross. But it's really, really important when you go to the supermarket or the farmer's market or whatever, pick different colors of things. So one week I might buy silver beet, carrots and eggplant, and the next one I might buy zucchini, kale and capsicum, or purple cabbage. I love those as well. And just try to get different colors, because all of those different vegetables are going to offer different nutrients and everything, and they're good for different parts of our body. And then when it comes to your carbs, don't just eat the same thing like over and over. Try different kinds of beans or legumes, or try some quinoa, or some starchy veggies. Make like a roast veggie salad. You can even try some polenta or something with some nutritional yeast mixed through it, just for something a little bit different. But just always buy different ingredients often. That's all I've got to say. Number three is eating too much processed food. So like the lady who only ate bread, you're not getting everything you need. Another one is eating too much mock meat. I have done a few videos on how to choose the right kinds before, so definitely go check those out. But some of them, it all depends on the brand. Some of them are really clean, but they're a bit more expensive. And some of them, like if you buy the Beyond Burgers and stuff, it's like still quite processed. And some of the, there's like these plant-based garlic kebabs, and they're so delicious, but should still be classed as a treat food because it's just got so many ingredients. So it's just being aware about those things, and then the rest of the time eating more tofu and tempeh and more natural sources of protein. So just save mock meat for a treat if you're buying the less healthy and more processed ones. And when it comes to snacks, like you can even see on some protein bars and stuff, they can still be really high in sugar if they've got dates or rice malt syrup in them, and some of them still have really big ingredients lists. So it's just about eating natural food as often as possible, like 90% of the time. Number four is you don't get regular nutrient checkups. So I always recommend doing it once a year on your birthday, or maybe you want to do it at the start of the year as well. And lots of doctors, like if you go to the doctor and just say you're tired, they don't really check for much. They usually check for iron and B12, but there's so much more that you need to be careful of and be wary of. So check for your zinc levels, your iodine, your vitamin D, all those different things like that. I get hair follicle tests or bioenergetic scans, so it actually shows like my full organ health, any environmental toxins, a full breakdown of all the nutrients in your body, and even like your balance with the earth and stuff. It's a very holistic tool, I'd say. But if you go into the doctor, make sure they just do like a wider check of things just for preventative measures. And that could be the reason why you're not feeling your best as well, because we really need to optimize our intake so that we can perform at our best and feel our best. Number five is you don't supplement appropriately. So depending on what nutrients you're low in, definitely get supplements for those. Even with low iron, it can take 6 weeks to 3 months to get back up to usual levels. So you need to make sure you're taking your supplement regularly, taking it every day. And then lots of people, they just go in, because I work in a health store, they just go into the health store guessing what they need. But if you take vitamins unnecessarily, number one, it's a waste of money, but it can also throw your balance out of whack kind of thing and make you too high in certain nutrients. And ladies come in wanting different vitamins for weight loss and to have less hangovers and stuff, but it's a bit more serious than that. So make sure you're only supplementing things that you're low in, or if it's just a lower dose for like a bit of a everyday boost, if that makes sense. So definitely get some professional help with that. And the other thing I wanted to mention was NewZest. So I've partnered with them for a few years now. Their protein is clean lean protein. It's only got absolutely minimal ingredients. It's got pea protein isolate, and it's got vanilla flavoring and a sweetener called thalmitin, I think you pronounce it, which is similar to stevia. It's just like a plant, but some people don't like the taste of stevia. So definitely check them out. They've got some really nice flavors. I use vanilla in my pancakes, my smoothies, and my baking and different things like that. And the other one is Good Green Vitality from the same company. So this has 75 ingredients and over 24 vitamins and minerals. So if you struggle to get in enough veggies, it's really, really helpful to just have a greens powder. I've actually just started having it while I'm at the gym because I don't have any pre-workout. And the other things though are like just kind of hurting my stomach with the intense flavorings and stuff. So I've just been drinking a greens powder at the gym because it's still a big vitamin hit. So it still helps with energy and hydration and stuff. And it's also got mushrooms and zinc for immunity. And it's got ginseng for energy, folate, which is really important for women, CoQ10, ashwagandha, resveratrol. So they've got everything in it. You can just shake it up with water or have it with coconut water juice, or make it into a tropical smoothie with mango and protein and banana and soy milk and stuff. So there's lots of different options. So my code for New Zealand is Cassie15 and Australia is Cassie A15. So I'll link those below as well, but go check them out and send me a message if you've got any questions. Number six is being too strict with your vegan diet. So things like vegan keto, when our sources of protein are a lot higher in carbs than a normal diet. So that's just too restrictive. Carbs are our primary fuel source. It's how our brain works. If you're going to the gym and trying to cut carbs, you're making your body work in overdrive mode and trying to flip around its whole processing system. So just eat healthy carbs. You don't need to be like over the top or anything. And trying to do like fruitarian and stuff, like not to diss the people that do, but it's cutting out like a lot of foods that still have a lot of health benefits. And the other one was eating only raw, because some nutrients are better absorbed if you steam the vegetables or slightly boil them, or I always just saute my food in the pan. But some nutrients are better absorbed raw and some of them are better absorbed cooked. So you don't really want to just be eating raw. Like, I hear lots of good reviews about it, but I don't think it's great for like a long-term thing or a forever thing. So just eat a wide balance of normal foods. The next one is not eating enough carbs or fats for your body type. Lots of women are really, really scared of fats, and they think because fats are more higher in calories. So if you're eating nut butters or adding seeds to your food or snacking on some nuts or trail mix or even avocado, they're like, oh my God, it's so high in calories, so you can't be having that. But the thing about fats is it's really good for our mental functioning, like our cognitive focus and everything, and it's also good for our hormones. And if our hormones are balanced, then we just maintain our weight kind of thing. So it can be one of the contributing factors. So some people, like everyone is different, some people feel better on a higher carb lower fat diet, and some people feel better on a higher fat and protein diet. So it's all dependent on your body type. But just tune in with how you really feel. But I don't think it's good to demonize fats or really, really limit your amount of fats, because it benefits our body in so many ways. The other one is carbs. So many people are still scared of carbs. So you want to be opting for the ones that are more complex and more dense and more wholemeal and more natural foods, rather than just like white rice, white pasta, crappy white bread. Like, I still have sourdough and like a gluten-free bread, but you know, like the super, super processed ones where it's just like tastes fake almost. So just opting for really, really dense carbs, so it's harder for your body to break down. It's fuller, high in fiber and all those different things. And I always say to people as well, like, the number one thing to intuitive eating is just feel for what you need. And that may sound harder to do than it is, but just think about, what do you feel like right now? And sometimes it's a huge veggie stir fry with, yeah, like lots of greens, and it's just got so much fiber and like, yeah, it's just really beautiful and healthy and you feel so good. And sometimes you're like, I really just want a greasy burger. So that's totally okay. But if you eat greasy burgers all the time, how are you gonna feel? Not good. So just feel for what you need. Do you want something really, really nourishing, or do you want something greasy? Or can you make a homemade version of the unhealthy thing, like make homemade burgers instead, so it still hits the spot, but it's a bit healthier than buying takeaways. Number 8 is ignoring symptoms and signals from your body. So this could include dizziness, prolonged fatigue, maybe acne or breakouts, hormonal issues, weight fluctuations or brain fog, all those different things. If you're living with those for a while, it's worth getting it checked out. They can come on from a range of different things, like if we're super busy, under pressure, lacking sleep, like all of those things can contribute. If we're really, really busy with our work or family life, quite a few things can contribute to our bodies being out of whack. But if it's like an ongoing thing that's just getting worse and worse, maybe go see a professional about it, a nutritionist who understands like a plant-based and vegan diet, or seeing like a naturopath. They're quite good with the holistic side of things and can offer like herbal remedies and find imbalances in the body. Number 9 is to try out an 80 to 90% approach if you've tried everything and you still aren't feeling your best. I talk about this quite a lot on my channel. It's very demonized because everyone likes it to be like vegan or not vegan, but there's so many benefits. Like, it's better if everyone just does a most of the time approach, because it's, it may seem more doable to the average person, or not so intimidating or scary, compared to just a few people doing it perfectly. So if we can get so many people on board doing it most of the time, like doing it 5 days a week, or just having one meal that's not vegan or plant-based, if you're dining out or something, that's your meal of choice, maybe people will be more attracted to this lifestyle kind of thing. So I do believe that everyone is different and we handle things differently, and some people struggle to absorb things, some people have way more food intolerances, and maybe they're intolerant to a lot of the vegan food, so it's not as doable for them. So maybe just like a 80 to 90% approach can be, yeah, a lot more attractive to some people. And number 10 is to try out my brand new ebook that has just launched, my plant-based muscle building guide. I've had this on my mind for like 8 months, but didn't have the time to create it, and it's finally done, which is super, super exciting. So I go through a whole range of topics. Basically, this is, it kind of stemmed from the idea because I did my first bodybuilding show and I follow lots of these girls online, but it's really difficult to get advice like with nutrition and fitness that's suitable for a vegan or plant-based lifestyle. It's always like, yeah, you've got to have your protein, so fill up on all this meat and cottage cheese and pure egg whites that you buy from the supermarket, and it's just really, oh, and even milk, and it's really focused on a lot of those foods, like animal products, and there's nothing really suitable that I find. There's a couple of people who I look up to who I've seen in the documentaries and stuff, so I look at what they do with the food. But in general, it's really hard to filter out the stuff that applies to my kind of lifestyle and different things that I can eat. So I've created this for people who are into fitness, but also into eating plants, basically. So it covers misconceptions about plant-based and vegan diets, the definition of vegan, plant-based, and I've also included a definition of Mediterranean diet, because there's one of the other high up ones in my mind, because even though they do still eat animal products, like beans and legumes and lots of veggies and lots of fresh foods are like the majority of the diet, so I really, really like that about it. the physical benefits of eating plant-based, this will actually shock you. It just goes so far beyond weight loss, which is why I do it. It's just got so many benefits, it will blow your mind. Different high protein foods to choose, how to make sure you're eating enough, how to stay consistent with your diet and exercise, vegan swaps, like what to use instead of eggs, cheese, meat, and milk, how to meet your nutritional needs, so all of the different things that vegans can be low in terms of vitamins and nutrients, how to make sure you're eating correctly or supplementing correctly to avoid that happening, simple meal and snack ideas, different lifestyle factors like managing sleep stress, self-care, and making sure you don't over-exercise, how to maximize your efforts in the gym if you're eating vegan or plant-based, different body sculpting tips. I have done one bodybuilding show and I'm meant to be competing again in April with WBFF, so I'm very, very excited for that. Tips for when you're dining out or socializing, mental health and body confidence tips. And I've just included some stuff about social media and stuff as well, like how to stay confident online, how to feel comfortable in your own skin, different things about just embracing your natural beauty. So I just thought that was quite important to add. And then some further resources, like some of my favorite videos that I've seen recently with people who I look up to in the industry. And then last of all, I've included a supplement guide as well. So I do work in a health store, so I've included like a big holistic supplement guide, like all these different natural and herbal remedies for sleep, stress, hormones, digestive issues, lots of different things. So it's pretty jam-packed. It's got lots of information. I'm just so happy it's finally published and ready to send out to the world. So very, very exciting. So I'll link my brand new ebook below. Don't forget to check it out. That's it for this video. Don't forget to subscribe and I'll see you next week. I hope you enjoyed and thank you for watching.